Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Richard Mitwitty. New Testament reading today is from Titus chapter 2, verse 7 to chapter 3, verse 15. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Bondservants who are to be submissive to their own masters in everything, they are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, and he is self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works, so as to help the cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Titus was leading the Christian church on the island of Crete. And the Cretans had a reputation for being excessive, especially gluttony. And the church there apparently had an appetite for new and different doctrines. And Paul urges them to renounce worldly passions and ungodliness, and instead be self-controlled and godly people. Well, in today's reading, Paul weaves law and gospel throughout, reminding the Cretans and reminding us of the excessive sin that they and us can have in our lives. Things like being argumentative, pilfering, disobedience, quarreling, envy. But Paul also reminds them and us of the good news of God's grace, that it's for all people, even excessive sinners. Maybe especially it is for excessive sinners. Jesus brings goodness and God's loving kindness. Jesus saves us by his mercy in the washing of regeneration in the Holy Spirit, justifying us by his grace, that we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is God's excessive grace for us, and it covers our excessive sin, and we then can devote ourselves with excessive good works for our neighbor and doing good works that model Christ's salvation for us. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray that your grace may always go before and follow after us, that we may continually be given to all good works, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.